Sabbath. He's great. Huh? Oh, but he was here this morning, right? He wasn't here? Who gave the review?
No, nobody.
Oh, because it said review, no? Okay, Rabbi Yisai, so we'll start again from the Lina Sugya that we began to discuss last week. The Gemara brings down we'll start again from Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan Kideish Yodav Raglov. They got it in the Testament base by the Tana Rabbanan. Kideish Yodav Raglov Bayoim Ein Tzorich Lekadish Balayla. You don't have to do a new Kiddush at night, obviously provided that you didn't leave the Beis HaMikdash. Because if you leave the Beis HaMikdash, it's a Hesach Hadas. To getting the other Shailas, meaning later on in Daf Chof, Chof Amid Beis, the Gemara is going to deal with Yotze. There may actually be a psul of, just like you have by a korban, if you take it out of the Beis HaMikdash, there may be a psul Yotze, in which case, even if there wasn't Hesach Hadas. So for instance, if somebody, the Gemara is going to talk later, you stuck your hands out. So it's Hesach Hadas, you didn't make a Shini Makom. But the Yadayim went outside. So that's going to be a different issue. But right now, everybody would agree, if your body left the Migdash, that you would have to do a new Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, because it's a Hesach Hadas. So the Shailas here is if you didn't leave the base of Migdash. So Bayoim ain't Tzorich L'Kaddish Balayla. Because by Kotshim it's one long day till the following morning. Balayla, if somebody's Makadish is Yadayim at night, presumably for the Emurim, Tzorich L'Achsel L'Kaddish Bayim. You have to go and do it again. Divrei Rabbi. Shei Rabbi Yoimel, Lino Moheles B'Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Lino works in a negative, obviously, here. For Yadai, Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Okay. You have to know what's happening, meaning what's becoming possible. L'chayra is not Hesach Hadas. L'chayra. So what's becoming possible? And that's what we began to discuss last week. Right? L'chayra, the hands didn't go into the klisharis. The water from the klisharis was makadish the hands to be able to do avoda. So where's the psulina? There is normally something that got Kedushas Klisharas becomes possible in it, potentially. We'll see. L'chor over here, even the potential shouldn't become, even if it was Mamish Klisharas, which is another kasha we're going to have. For instance, Ketoris. Ketoris doesn't become possible with Lina. They were Makadish the Ketoris way in advance. It doesn't become possible in it. So we'll go through that today. And the reason is because Lina only passes something which actually gets ruined. Just in other words, it has a sprinkle of Yeridea, Lina. You know, that people don't realize this because when you learn the Sugi Kipshutei all over Shas, it sounds like it's Exeris HaKosov. Lina is a psul. Anything you put into Klisharis, the next morning becomes possible. It's not so simple. Not so simple. The psul Lina is similar to what we have in Yeridea. Yeridea is something called Nois and Tamil of Gam, right? So once something gets delayed, 24 hours, it's Nois and Tamil of Gam. Over there are many shittas who hold, you don't need 24 hours. Linus Lila, overnight, makes the Pagam. Okay? So by Kotshim, the concept of Psul Lina is part of Ibra Tzura. The concept of Psul Lina is that the thing changes. That the Lina is Poigim, and it makes it, and that's why Ketoris, which stays the same and doesn't get deformed in any way, right, does not become possible Lina. So L'chayra over here shouldn't be any Psalina.
The passage of time?
The passage of time. So there's something about passage of time in conjunction with the overnight effect. In other words, in Yeridaya, if you left something for 12 hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., it's not nice in time of God. But if you have Lina's Lila, then according to many Shitas, it is, you don't need the full 24 hour. You need the, so there's some time in conjunction with the Shini Hayoim. But all I'm saying is that L'chaira, the concept of Psul Lina by Kiyor, by the Yadayim, doesn't seem to be Shayach Bechlal. Maybe not even the Mayim. But we'll see. Maybe by Mayim there is some degradation when it's in a Kli.
Are you mixing two things? We said a couple of weeks ago that Psul, it's not a Psul, Yadayim or Mayim, is because of, it's like a Heksher.
I understand. But now the Gemara is going to the next step. That was until now. Now the Gemara is going to the next step. The Gemara is introducing a possibility that besides for the concept that it's machshir you to do avoda, right? Which no, unquestionably, that's the idea of the mekir. But it, whatever the heksher it creates gets dormant. When it goes overnight, it becomes puzzle. So what I'm suggesting as a problem is that even conceptually, Lina is only Shayach, the Horayak Torahs, Mamish gets Kedusha's Klisharas. The Yadayim arguably didn't get Kedusha's Klisharas. You used water from the Klisharas to give Kedusha to the Yadayim, whatever that means. Not if there's no Hesach Hadas. Oh, that's something else. That the Kohen does Negel Vasa in the morning, like every Jew does Negel Vasa.
So isn't this Negel Vasa?
No. No. The Kohen could have done Negel Vasa 1,000 times. Right? When he comes to do Avodah, he could have gone to the Mikveh too. It's not a higher level. The Mikveh is a higher level. It's part of Avodah. The Raglayim have no Ruach Roh. It's a separate halacha, the Machshir, to do Avodah. I don't think it's even distantly connected that's why the Gemara is introducing here that there's a new psulina like klisharas. I'm just like a klisharas. The water gets kedushas klisharas. And Rashi discusses even the reason why lina won't work is because the water already got absorbed in the hands. There's nothing to become possible lina. What's here to become possible lina? But it's not at all simple when the Gemara throws out a psulina. That's the Gemara Shaila. The Gemara says, "Divrei Rebbe, Shei Rebbe Omer Lina Mayelas Pekidush Yadayim V'Raglayim." Lina works. Rebbe Elazar Rav Shimon Omer Lina Mayelas Pekidush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Lina doesn't work, and for any amount of reasons that you want. Tanida Choy Omer Makav Agabim Mizbech Kol Alaylo Lo'ira. As soon as Alois HaShachar Tom Kiddush Yudayim V'Raglai, Divrei Rebbe. That's Rebbe, because Rebbe holds that Lina works. Now, Rebbe Elazar Rav Shimon Omer, Elazar Rav Shimon says, no, once a person was Mekadosh Yodav Ragla, Metchilas Avodah, Afilu Mikav Arsoa Yomim, Einoi Tzorech L'Kadosh. Okay. Says the Gemara Tzricha, we need these two prizes. Die Ashmina Kamaise bei Komo Rebbe Mishum de Posak Lemi Avoida. He stopped from the Avoida of today, Avoida Shomor. Right? Avul Boho, the case where he was kept on doing Avoida, the Loi Posak Lemi, Emela, there's no Hesach Hadas at all. Eme Moide Lei Le Rebbe, Moide Rebbe Le Blazwa Av Shimon. I would say maybe he's Moide at the Blazwa Av Shimon. Right? Now this is also strange, because if it's a Psulina, right? If it's a psulina, who cares if you stop to do avoid or not? It should make no difference. See, if you look at the Rambam in Bias Migdash, when he brings that, Rambam seems to paskin like Rebbe. So the Rambam says, in Kiddush Yodav Ragav, this is in Perakei, Halacha Ches, Kiddush Yodav Hayoim, Tzorech Lach Zalakadosh Lomochem. Afa pi shelo yoshem belayel. Even though you didn't sleep. Says the Rambam, Shayodayim Nitzolois Belina. The hands become Posel Belina. kiddush balayla v'ktacham v'balayla tzorach lazal l'kaddush b'yom l'avod hazeh. So it's interesting. The Rambam breaks these two out. L'chayr, it's one din. Right? It's l'chayr, one din. It's psalina. Right? But if you're medayik, you should have it from last week, the Maharam HaKadosh, it's from 2 weeks ago, actually. If you're medayik in the Lashon HaRambam, he breaks it up. From a case where he was kiddush yodav hayoyim tzorach l'kaddush l'moch afa pishal yoshe b'layla. That's a case where you weren't doing avoda. That's the first price. In other words, the Gemara here says you need both prices. The Rambam seems to be saying it's not just a tzrichusa, it's like a different din. There's one din if you're mekadosh yodav haraglav on Tuesday. Now you have to be mekadosh yodav haraglav again on Wednesday. Where you had a gap in avoda, even though you didn't sleep. And then there's a new din where you were doing avoda kol halayla, you still need to do kiddush yadayim ragalim. But if you look at the Rambam, again, from the reading of the Rambam, it's mashma, that doesn't become possible either. I'm just reading. You could read it like I can here. Kiddush yadav hayoyim tzorich l'kaddush l'mocha. Says the Rambam, why? Af api shelo yoshein shehayodayim nifsolois belina. Period. Okay, that's the Rambam. So there he's black and white without any shtiklach toyer. Yetzok to the Rambam, he says, Kiddush Yodav Balayla, V'hikdar Chalovim Balayla, that's the second brisa. So he didn't stop doing Avoida. Says the Rambam, in that case, Tzorich Lachzal HaKadosh Bayoyim L'Avoidas Yoyim. You need to do Avoidas Yoyim. So you should know, Rabbi Zalman, Devin Ozel, Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, over here on the Rambam, he says, why did the Rambam have to bring the first halacha? Just bring the second halacha. Right? Meaning, if you did avoid it the whole night, you have to do new kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Of course, the first halacha. Why did Rambam bring down the first halacha? Both is possible. Both avoid is possible. That's what he's. See, he asked, the Evan Ozel says, that it's kosh al rabbeinu, lo muhutzrach lezeh, the Evan Ozel says, why did he need bechlal the second halach? Rak poif and hasheni, sheimak of kol halayla, sharei gamim loy posak tzorch lekadish, kol shekin kishaloy avad. The Gemara is very good. The Gemara brought it, loy zu hafzu. Yeah, but the Rambam doesn't say loy zu hafzu. But the truth is, the way I'm explaining to you, if you look in the Rambam is mashma, it's two dinim. We'll see if there could be a chiluk in halacha. But the Rambam is mashma, it's two separate dinim. There's one din psulina. Now this will shed light, because if you look at the Gemara says, you need both. Yashmi baba kam rabba lakbav shimin, avo bohay moide lo rabbi, in the case where he didn't do havoida. Right? And mele tzrich. That's why you need both cases. Now all of a sudden the Gemara is my time at the Rebbe. Very strange Gemara. My time at the Rebbe. We just said, Lina Mayeles. We just said that Lina works by Kiddush Adayim Verglayim. Lina's Mayel. So what's Kasha, my time at the Rebbe? What? We just said. And the Gemara brings a new pasuk. The Gemara brings down Mashmoy's Dorosh and Machloikas between Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar Baruch Shimon. The Gemara says, my time with the Rebbe. Says the Gemara, Dechsiv Begishtam. It says in the Torah the word Begishtam. Begishtam, when they come near to the Mizbeach, Mashmoy says every new Avoida needs a new Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. And the fact that it's a new day, it's called a new Gisha. That's what the Gemara is saying. In other words, any Avoida you do throughout the day, that's all one Gisha. The next day, it's a new gisha. That's what the Gemara says. Dichsiv begishta. My time with the Blessed Rav Shimon. Dichsiv bevoyam. Bevoyam sounds like it's a din in the Kohen, not in the Avodah specifically. And the Mele, it's all totally in the halachas of Hesach Hadas, provided that you didn't have a Hesach Hadas, you stayed in the Beis HaMikdash, and you had no Hesach Hadas, you didn't go to sleep. Could go for 10 days like that. Dichsiv bevoyam. What kind of question is that? We said it's possible, Lina. There's a psalina here. It's very strange. Says the Gemara, I think throughout the day you have to do Kiddush Adavarim. Every time you do a new Avoida. Because Vachmana Bevoyam. Even if you come in without anything, meaning just come in, says he won't be a reconis, haksiv l'shoches. It's mashma only if you're coming to do avoda. Happens to be if you go into the heichel, you have to do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim anyway. Talking about now the azora. Ela begishtom miboy leich avacha bayankif tam avacha bayankif hakol moedim bekiddusheni. You have to do it after your clothing around the makor begishto. Mishen mechuzer legisha bovad, yotzezer shemechuzer levisha vegisha. Okay, so he has to do. Logeshus teaches you that you shouldn't have a hefsek between the washing and the avoda. That's the Gemara. Lahakterisha lomali, says the Gemara. What do you need lahakterisha? Says the Gemara. Mother teiman imili avoda the makfer kapore. Now, this also is a plea. I would think that only avoda that's ma'akav kapor, like kmitzah or zrika, right? There, if you didn't do it again the next morning, ma'akav. But avoda d'le ma'akav kapor, loy kamash malon. Now, this is very strange because we learned it already out of chukah chukah. We learned that already. The Gemara said, how do you know loy b'chutz yadayim is avoidus psula? Because it says choik. And it says choik over there, it says choik by big day kahuna. Remember we had that equation? Just like choik that it says by big day kahuna, if the kohen does it without big day kahuna, puzzle. Choik by kir is ma'akev. So the whole ikuv we learn from big day kahuna. And big day kahuna is whether it's ma'akev avoid or not ma'akev avoid. Correct? In other words, if a kohen does anything without the big day kahuna, even aktoras emurim, it's possible. And the whole ikuv that we learn from mekio is learned out of big day kahuna, chuka chuka. Same thing. So why do you need a new? The Gemara is saying now we need a new drosha. So if you look here in the Shita Mukubetzes on the Salkadai Techamina Hani Mili avoided the makfa kapora. So the Shita says like this. The Shita seems to be markiv two things here. The Shita says, L'chayra, what kind of thing is that? Why would you have such a havam in it? Zoktel, we learn at chukah chukah. L'chayra, we learn this at chukah chukah. So the Shita Mukubetzes says like this, the top Shita, hani mili, avoided the tema. On the right side of the page, the Shita Mukubetzes, on Chof Amad Aleph, the top side of the right Shita Mukubetzes. Hani mili avoided the ma'akva tema, the loy rechutz kamrin on chukah chukami mechusa begadim. We learn that from mechusa begadim. Ube mechusa begadim ksiv kroy lechalel. It says clearly lechalel. Bein ma'akva, bein loy ma'akva. So what's the Gemara talking about? The Gemara is saying now we need a new pasuk to tell me that if you didn't wash your hands from the kio for avoda that's not ma'akev kapora, that it doesn't make pasul. Frek the shita, what do you mean? We learn it out from the from here. That's the Gemara's kash from big day kuna. Zok the shita azat teretz. Says the shita v'oimer moiri. The harder yalfin on chukah chukah mi mechusa begadim, haynu linyan heicha de tzorech kiddush sheyechalel im loy kiddush. Interesting. I, this is what he's trying to say. He's trying to say it's like a hybrid here. We know that when you come into Beis HaMikdash, you need kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, right? We know that if you don't do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, your hands become possible in, according to Rebbe. According to Rebbe, hands become possible in. The Gemara now is saying, I would think that you only need Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim the next day for an avoid that's Makav Kapar. For avoid that's not Makav Kapar, you still could ride on the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim of the day before. You have what I'm saying? In other words, Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, we know is Ma'akev. And we know it's Ma'akev even Avoida that's not Ma'akev Kapara. Because we learn it from Big Day Kuna. Just like Big Day Kuna is Ma'akev any Avoida, Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim is Ma'akev any Kapara. But now the Gemara says that I need a new Pasuk here. The Gemara is saying that Lahakhtari Shalomali is to tell you that even if you're doing something which is not Ma'akev Kapara, so the Shita says, why do I need that for? I already learned Chukah Chukah from Big Day Kuna. So Kiyar and Big Day Kuna are on the same track. Says, no, no. Now, we're analyzing, maybe you don't need Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim at all. In other words, you're not Mechusar Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Because you already did Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim the day before. Now it's a new day. Maybe you only need a new Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim for somebody that's Ma'akev Kapara, somebody that's not Ma'akev Kapara. You're still riding on yesterday's Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. You understand what I'm saying? The Gemara doesn't mean to say, that's what the Sheet is trying to answer here. The Gemara doesn't mean to say that maybe Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim is not required, is not Ma'akev by some Avodas. No. The Gemara doesn't mean that. Avada Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim is by all Avodas. Avada. But at this point in the Gemara is holding by a guy who was already Mekadosh Yodav Raglav. And now it's the next day. Question is, does he need to be Mekadosh Yodav Raglav again? So Rebbe says, yes. You have to be Mekadosh Yodav Raglav again. On that note, the Gemara is saying that maybe you only need a new Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim for Avodas Ma'akev Kapara. So it's not Ma'akev Kapara. You don't even need a Kiddush Yadayim. Now it's not Ma'akev. You don't need it. So that means it's a Dovah Pella. It means that this Psulina that we're talking about is like, it's Chatsi Psulina. When you're doing, this is the Avamina without the Pasuk. When you're doing Avodas Ma'akev Kapara, we look at your hands, we go to Pasulina. When you're going to do something that's not Ma'akev Kapara, we go, oh, your hands are fine. What is that? Mamashach. If there's a Psulina, is it Psalina? What is this, a Shatna, a Kilayim?
We'll say there's two levels of Kiddush. There's one Kiddush that was done today, and that's effective.
But the Gemara learned Halacha, Rebbe learned Halacha from Psalina. That's where he learned it from. He said that it's that become Pasabalina. Where do we find that? That's the kasha. In other words, we never find that psulina has stages of hechsher. Now we're basically saying, legabi something that's not ma'akev kapora, ki'ilu, your hands are still rechutz yadayim v'reglayim. It just doesn't flow. But l'chayr, the sheet is right, that there's no, how do you learn the Gemara otherwise? We have chukah from Big Day Kuna, that it's ma'akev. Any avodah, even avodah is not ma'akev kapara. So the only way to learn our Gemara is that somehow the havamina would be that you're not missing Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. L'chayim, that would be the only way to learn.
Could it be that the lina affects the status of Kohen Ha'ovei?
So good, so it's even better. You're making the question, my question, even stronger. So you're saying it's like Big Day Kuna. You're strengthening the question. You're not making the question weaker. So, what the Shita basically is saying is, and that's the Chayra Mukhrach, that for some reason at this point in the Gemara holds, that without a new Pasuk, Rebbe, who said the hands became Pasul, doesn't really mean they became Pasul for everything. It's a partial Pasul. For some things it's Pasul, for some things it's not Pasul. And it's such a good Havamina that without a Pasuk, that's the way it would be. Without a pasuk, something that's not ma'akev kapara, no problem. You can keep on doing avodah. Very, very strange. That's what he says. So the Sfasemis, I'm not in an island. The Sfasemis in Al Sugi says, I don't understand what's going on, he says. He says, the Gemara is going, Alibi the Rebbe, Shekidish Yadayim Raglayim Nifsal Belina. It's Pasul Belina. He says, so why not? So, well, why wouldn't it would be the same halacha? Doesn't make sense. He says, Elamai, the Shita Mukbetzas means maybe that now we're going Aliba de Rabbeleza Barav Shimon. Hul Zalina doesn't make Yudayim Pas. He says, but that doesn't work. The whole Gemara is going according to Rebbe. That's the whole point of the Gemara. So Sfasem Estaka says, he says, Are Kushis Agamara Lashitas Rebbe. Tremendous plea. Anyway, there's a Rabbi Leib Malin. He wants to say that maybe we're talking about here where you left the base of Mikdash. And then it's only, we're not talking about Lina. We're talking about Yotza, which is really a Shaila of the Gemara later. If there's a Din Yitzia by Yadayim. So he wants to learn, the Bar Yalev wants to learn that maybe the Gemara here is going where you went out. And you would think that for going out, it's only Favoy de Makva Kapor, not Favoy de Makva Kapor. You don't want to say it. He says maybe he himself says it's possible, maybe it's possible to be Deichik like that. It's very, very difficult. Zok de Gemara, Kiyos Ravdimi, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Anaya Shaila. L'divrei ha'oimel, ein lina moyeles b'kiddush yadayim v'reglayim. If you hold that lina is not moyel by kiddush yadayim v'reglayim. Like Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon, yeah? Nei kiyo ma'u sheyifsalu b'lina. What about the water in the kiyo? Does the water in the kiyo become possible lina? Zokt Rashi. What's the difference between the water and the kiyor and the yadayim? So Rashi, that the suffix is if it's chal lina on the mekiyor kimush and in doim mekiyor the mekiyor shadayim v'raglayim. Rashi says that there's a difference between the mekiyor and the yadayim v'raglayim, and his svara is Rashi shamayim nigvu. He goes back to the time that we asked before. The mayim is nigvu, the hands already got dry. So that's why Rebbe Elazar ben Rav Shimon argues with Rebbe that there's no psulina. Because there's nothing here to bichal. There's no dover sheyesh pei mamish for the bichal of psulina. But the mekiyo, the ein alina malochu. The way Rashi is learning, the shail of the Gemara is, why is there no lina by kiddush yadayim v'raglayim? Is it because be'etzem there's no psulina? If that's the case, it should apply to the water in the kir as well. Or is it really there is a psulina, but there's nothing for it to be challah? Because the water is already absorbed in the hands. Right? But the mekir, there's what to be challah. So Rashi basically is saying is the mekir is like your hands. The only difference is the mekir, there's what to be challah psulina. Yeah? What's pshat in Rebbe? Rebbe holds the what? There is something to be chal psulina. It's also very not clear. But this is what the Gemara is saying. Ma'u shiif psulu b'lina. It's saying Kedoshim here that talks about this also. According to the way Rashi is explaining the Gemara Shaila, what's pshat in Rebbe that there's actually a psulina? What's shayach? There's nothing on what to be chal on. Now if you look in the Shita, look in the Shita ois hey. Okay? He says, Shita says very clearly, Rebbe Pshita Shamayim Nifsalim Belina. You got it? The Ila Rebbe, the last line in the Shita, on the right side, the last line. The Ila Rebbe La Yitzchak, the Milsa, the Pshita, the Rebbe, make Kiyon Nifsalim Belina. Of course it's Nifsalim Belina. Because hashto b'kiddush yadayim, posulina b'mayim, lo kol shekein. Zeizokta. So the Shita Mekubetzes learns that according to Rebbe Avada, it's poshet. Strange. So, according to the Tzayin Kedoshim, the Tzayin Kedoshim is about the Shita. The Tzayin Kedoshim learns that according to Rebbe, it's always a psul on the water. When Rebbe said earlier that lina moyel b'kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, it's not on the kohen. or the Kohen or the Yadayim. It's a psul on the water. Even though the water is not visible, the water is absorbed, it's still, it's ki'ilu, the water is here to be chala psulina. So if you learn like that, like the Tzayin Kedeshim, then the Gemara has a psa'shtikla, the Shita Mekubetz has a shtikla kavuchoymeh. But if you learn that according to Rebbe, right, it's not, there's a psulina, not shaykh a psulina. It's, there's a new gisha. You go to Mizbeach again, you have to do Kiddush Yudayim V'Raglayim again. Right? It's not a psulina like you have a mincha that Kakadushas Klisharis, the mincha now becomes psulina. So then what's the Kal V'Chomer? The Yadayim, there's a din now, a new gisha, a new day, a new gisha, you need, there's a new din Kiddush Yudayim V'Raglayim. What's that have to do with the make here? What's the Kal V'Chomer to the make here? Which is a very big problem. For whatever reason, from the beginning of the sugya till the end of the sugya, there seems to be a shtickle stira. What is the psulina here? Because if it's a regular psulina that the Gemara is talking about, yeah. So we have the kasha that I asked you, that every psulina needs a shinui that you see from Keteris. And more so, why is the Rambam bringing new psukim? Why is the Gemara bringing new psukim? Get the Rambam. The Gemara says, my time with the Rebbe. And the Gemara goes out of the Pasuk Lageshus. My time with the Rebbe Zvav Shimon. Bevoyam. If it's psulina, it's psulina. Right? So it's mashma from the Gemara that it's not the regular psulina that we have in all kutcha. It's a din of Lageshus. It's a new din. A gisha chadasha needs a new rechutz yidayim v'raglayim. If that's the case, so what's the Kal V'Chomer of the Shita Mekubetzes? You understand what I'm saying? What's the Kal V'Chomer of the Shita? The Shita Mekubetzes is saying that according to Rebbe, Zichah, there's no question that the water in the Kir become possible. Because Kol She came from your Yodav. What do we call She came from Yodav? Yodav, there's a din of Lageshes. On the Mekir, there's no din of Lageshes. So the Shita is Mashma, that is actually a psulina that's being chal on the water, then the sheet, if the sheet learns like the Tzayin Kedoshim, then it would make sense. Madach, the water which is not ben, becomes psulina. Like Rashi. Rashi's saying, Bishloima, the Mayim on the Yadov, doesn't become psulina because ain al malachal. Right? Rashi doesn't say why, according to Rebbe, the Chiepos. You see what I'm saying? According to Rashi, Rashi, I don't see like the Shita Mekubetzes. The way I would learn Rashi is very simple. Rashi's saying like this. It's never an algemein halacha psulina. It's never working with the regular halacha psulina. Really, there is no psulina on your diet. How do we know there's no psulina on your diet? Because the Gemara, even the Mandamu holds there's a psulina, has to learn out of a new pasuk of Lageshes. So the way I would learn Rashi is not like the Shita. Rashi's saying like this. Yodayim, there's no psulina. And why is there no psulina? It's only a din of Lageshes. Now, why is there no psulina? Potentially for two reasons. One is, there's no din of psulina by Mekir. The Brisker Rav, by the way, says klar, and there's rias to this, that the Mekir doesn't even have Kedushas Aguf. The Brisker Rav says that even though the kir was a ge'erega klisheres, it's a regular klisheres, he says the water in the kir does not have kedushas klisheres. And he brings kama v'kama ra'is. But he says the reason for it is because there's no me'il, he says, there's no me'il on the me'kir. There's no me'il on it because they used it for me'saita. Right? They used it for the me'saita. They used it for other things to make here. So the Brisker Rav says, actually, even though the klisharis, the kir was a klisharis, it wasn't mekadesh the water and in the kedushas aguf. So the MS you could learn is there's not shaykh psulina by mekir bechlal, possibly. Zokt Rashi, the water on the hands. What happened with the water on Zokt Rashi? That water already is absorbed. So there's two. Rashi could be learning very simple. Is it Shaykh Psulina by Klisha, by Mekir? Is it not Shaykh Psulina? Don't bring me a raya from the Yadayim, because by the Yadayim it's not bad. Still in all, we have a suffix. Right? Which means that according to Rashi, the Shaila of the Gemara Be'etzem could even be according to Rebbe. You understand what I'm saying? The Shaila of the Gemara Be'etzem could be even according to Rebbe. With, the Gemara is just saying that even L'divrei Omer Ein Lino Me'elos B'Yadai could be it helps by the Kiyor. But that Shaila of the Gemara could even be according to Rebbe as well. Because according to Rebbe, you could say the Psul overnight is Logeshas. On the make here, there's no din of logeshes. Right? That's one side. The other side is, there's a psulina. Because it's banned. So really has nothing to do, be'etzem, with the, when the Gemara says, L'divrayim, and the Gemara is saying, even if you hold, with some Rishanim learn like that, even if you hold, that lina doesn't work for the Yadayim, that could be because A, there's no din of logeshes because we learn how to bevoyam. That's Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon. Bevoyam tells you that as long as you're not mesichtas, there's no new gisha. Right? You have to understand the din to wash your hands from the kiyur is a separate halacha. You should know the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs. He counts Big Day Kahuna as a mitzvah saseh. Meaning, besides for the halacha that Big Day Kahuna is only Machshir the Koyin Tadu Avoida. Without the Big Day Kuna, he's no Avoida. Right? So you can look at Levisha's Begadim as a Hechshir Avoida. But the Rambam counts Levisha's Begadim as a separate mitzvah saseh. Mitzvah saseh to put on Begadim, the separate mitzvah to put on Begadim. Then the Rambam baskets another din. If you do Avoida without Begadim, it's possible. It's two things. The Ramban is Masik on the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs. The Ramban says no. Levisha's Begadim is not a separate mitzvah. That's a chelik, a hechshif, avoida. Right? When it comes to mekir, the Rambam gives a counts it as a separate mitzvah to wash your hands from the kir to do avoida. And the other Ramban is not masik. The other Ramban is masking. There's a separate mitzvah, kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. And there's a reason why the Ramban is not masik, because we find that even though the Gemara says for beer ekonis, you don't have to wash your hands, if you go into the heichal, you have to wash your hands even stand to go in. So it's shayach achiyav mekir even when you're not doing avoid. So the Ramban lemais is maskim, it's a separate mitzvah. So be'etzem, the machloikis between Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar ben Rav Shimon could be a regular machloikis in the din of mekir, the din of rechitza. Is there a din b'voyam? Only a new bia. So long you didn't leave the mikdash, you weren't mitzichtas, you don't need a new. That's the sheet of Rebbe Elazar ben Rav Shimon. There's no mitzvah. And according to Rebbe, he learns out of Begishtam that every time, every new avoida, every new day, new avoida requires new kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. That's on the mitzvah of being mekadosh yadayim v'raglayim. Machlokes, that would be the most simple way to learn. And be'emes Rabbi Yisai, if not for the fact that the Gemara used the term lina, that's the way we would learn. Because the whole mashmoyz and sugi is like that. My time at the Rebbe, Begishtam. My time was Rav Shimon, Bevoyam. It's not much has anything to do with Psulina. Happens to be the Gemara throws out the term Lina. That's why we're confused. But Be'etzem, the shock of attire of the Gemara, without the words Lina, Mashma has nothing to do with Lina. What? It's a mitzvah. It's the mitzvah of... I understand. The Gemara, what the Gemara is using is a contradiction. Because the Gemara is using Lina on the one hand, and on the other hand, the Gemara is using Lugeshes. And not only that, as we go right in the Gemara has a tzad that the psulin is only the Rabbana. When Lugeshes is Zichadar Haisa. So this all has to come, this is a very big puzzle. It's a very big puzzle. So, Be'etzem, when the Gemara comes down and has a Shaila, Mekir, Ma'u Sheyifsilu Belina, L'divrei Omer Ein Lina Mayelas, simply, you can learn the Gemara saying like this. Even if you hold Ein Lina Mayeles to require a new Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, but maybe there's a din that a Klisharis, the water in the Kiyor, Heyois, that it was the Scottish B'Klisharis. It's halacha, becomes possible in it. Zogt Rashi, why didn't we entertain the water on the hands? Because it's not here. It's not bad. That's Rashi. What I'm trying to say is, the Ganser Rashi could be going Sai according to Rebbe, Sai according to Rav Shimon. Even according to Rebbe, it's not Alts Psulina, it's Alts Pegishtam. The Tzayin Kedoshim here is telling us this unbelievable Chiddush. That really, it's a regular Psulina. Rebbe holds that even the water that's not Be'en could become Pasul, Belina. It's a Dover Nifla. There's nothing here to become Pasul. That's what he's saying. Even Rebbe holds, even the not Be'en. I'm saying it's like this. The Shita Megubetzes is Mashma, he learned that way. Because the Shita Megubetzes is saying that according to Rebbe, Avada the water becomes Pasul, Belina. In the Kier. Because Madach, the water on your hands, becomes Pasul, Belina. That means he's learning like the Tzayin Kedoshim. That according to Rebbe, it's not Stam Begishtam. It's the water on the hands that's not even Be'en become possible in it. That's the way he's learning. But it's very difficult to understand. Where's the Psulina here? Very difficult. Anyway, Briskrov schwitzes on this also. The Grizz over here, he schwitzes on this. The Chiluk between the May, the L'chared is two totally different things. The Mekir is one Shaila. And the Adayim is a totally different Shaila. Now again, if you go back to the Rambam that we saw, the Rambam seems to be learning that there are two elements here. The Rambam seems to be learning, if you didn't do Avodah the whole night, then it becomes possible in it. That seems to be the way the Rambam reads. If you did do Avodah the whole night, then there's this big Ishtam. That's what seems to be the Rambam. Okay. Says the Gemara, Mi amrinon, do we say, Hani lemai, l'kiddush adayim v'reglayim? What are you using it for? Using it for kiddush adayim v'reglayim. Zokteh, so if you're only using it for kiddush adayim v'reglayim, so kiddush adayim v'reglayim is possible. It's very shver. According to what the Shita Mukubetza said, what do you mean? Kiddush adayim v'reglayim would become possible in it. Just not bad. The water would become possible in it. The Gemara Frek, in other words, the way the Shita is learning and the way it's mashma from Rashi is that really there is a psulina on the water of the Kira. And there would be even on your hands a psulina. Just the water is not here. It's absorbed. Hey, Yoy said it's absorbed. There's nothing to become possible. Yeah. So what does the Gemara mean? The Gemara says, Mi amrinon. Hani lamai l'kiddush adayim v'reglayim kiddush adayim gufayu loy possible in it. Yeah, but that's because the water is not bad. And then the Gemara says, this is also shver according to Rashi. Rashi said the only difference between the adayim and the water of the kir is that the adayim is not bad and the mekir is yeban. That's the only difference, right? What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, "Oy dilma." Even the Kaddish with Klishaves, mitzvahly, it does become possible. As I zokta, according to Rashi, he could chosam nasefer. Rashi was saying, Klor, that the reason why the Yadayim don't become possible in it is because the Mayim shall Yadayim and Ape'en. And that's why it's not what the Bichalan, Psulin. By the way, Rashi the Chumash, if somebody were to do wash make here right in the morning, right before Lois HaShachar, and his hands are still wet, and then becomes Lois HaShachar, we'll get past the psulina. Yeah. Rashi says the whole reason why there's no psulina is because there's nothing here be'en for it to be chal. Right? Azayzok to Rashi. Elamai, you could say like this. You could say that on what do you want to make the psulina? You want to make the psulina on the water that was machshir you to do avoida. That water is never ban. Because the second you wash your hands from the kiyo, if you dry your hands, you still go la avoida. You got what I'm saying? So really when Rashi says the water is not ban, it doesn't matter if your hands are wet or not. Because be'etzem, as soon as you wash your hands from the kiyo, whatever water is left is not negeya. Whatever wood is left on your hand is not even the geya. You understand what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is like this. This is part of what I'm being more you. Lu yitzuya. Lu yitzuya, there would be a din. That the kohen needs to do avodah with while his hands were wet. According to Rashi, won't give an psulina. Rashi's saying the reason why there's no psulina is really there would be, but the water is no longer banned. What's trying to longer bang? Because the hands are already makudish. But the point is that Rashi is learning it's a practical reason why there's not a psulina. It's not that there's a lomdish reason. It's a practical reason. So then why is the Gemara saying, oi Dilma, why is the Gemara saying that? It's like Rashi's coming, misoni le divrei ha-Gemara. The Gemara says, maybe there's no psul, just like by a dime there's no psul. But Rashi just told us. There really is. Just, it's not bad. Oy Dilma. Just say, Oy Dilma, make here, banu. So, Oy Dilma, the make here is different because it was the Scottish Bikli. Now, even the Briskarov is oymen on this, the Kudin, the Gemara. What the Gemara means exactly in the back and forth here. Briskarov actually says a Chiddush Gadol. See, the Rambam, let me just get your Rambam Beis HaBchira. For next week, I'm going to ask the Olam to give you just a couple of Maharim HaKremes. Because we can't finish the Sugya today. The Rambam, look up here in Hilchos Beis HaBchira, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Ches. The Rambam reads, Hakir Miklei Kodesh U'Mekadesh. The Kir is a Hakli Shores. The Kol Dovo, Sheyiskadesh bikli kodesh imlon nifsal. As I said, the Rambam is mashma. It's a regular psulina. The Kiryas Sefer on this Rambam says only the Rabbonim. The Evan Ozel Rebbe says Alman is medayik. No, the Rambam is losh mashma. It's a psulina. So I would like to oil him first of all to look up this Rambam Paragimul Halacha Yudches. Okay, another Rambam. Perek Yutes Psuli Amukdosh and Halacha Gimel. Okay, now, the sugya that I would like the Olam to see, which is very sadistic to our Indian here, is the sugya in Me'ile Daf Tes. Tesom et Aleph. Tanana Menochas Meilim Behem Yishehugdushu. Okay, now, the Psulina that you have over there in the Gemara Mila is, like I said, it's the fact that there's a shinui in the water. The water changes. I'll read you Rashi's Lashon. So, Rashi, Kibon shemiskadesh b'kdushas haguf, hareyu ke'emurei hakom, וכשם שאימורי קורבן רואים הם להקטור את הלויס השחם ישאול ונפסולם. So who had it over here? זה זוקת. זוקת רשי, פסולינו, איבור צורו, מריס הבוסו בלינה לילה אחות, וכיוון שלונה בלילה אותו נצריפה. זוקת רשי, the פסולינו is that there's some שינוי קל, there's some change in the flesh that makes it possible. So according to Rashi, this is just Now one other sugi, if I would ask you, look, will just make next week a lot easier. Shvuiz, daf yud aleph from an aleph. Over there, the Gemara says as follows: K'toyras einan ifselas belina, hoyil v'tzurasa b'kol hashana kula. Mamish like that, Rashi and Mila. The Gemara says in Shvuiz that K'toyras that was niskadish b'klishonas, kedusha zaguf, does not become possible in it. Hoyl vitzurosa kolashona. Zokt Rashi. Hoyl vitzurosa eina mishane esriosa. Hilkoch afal gav the kedusha zagufi loy mifsul belina. Fascinating. Yeah. The Rambam, you should know, in Beis HaBchir, in Perek Aleph, in Halacha Yud Ches, the Rambam actually says the reason, the Rambam asks, why is Yayin become Nifsal? Yayin Yoshon is Mufcha. In fact, the Rambam, that if you makadish the ayin, bekli, it should not become possible in it. See, the Welt weiß nicht von them. Everybody thinks psulin is a prostic zerosakos. Not a prostic zerosakos. It has to actually be deteriorating. The Rambam says, because mishenosno lekli kesef eini mishtamer lo nifgam. The Rambam says, hey, lechanami, listen to the chiddush from Rambam. If the halach is, we don't make a klisharis from kliates. We don't make a klisharis out of wood. So therefore, if we would make a klisharis out of wood, then there wouldn't be a psulina bayayin. How about chiddush? Hey, yes, that the yayin goes into a klisharis from kesef. Kesef, the Gemara says, in tainus, is poigim as hayayin. Memela pasta psulina. Mayim we're going to talk about. Mayim also is nishtanik tzas. We're going to talk about mayim. That's what we're going to get to. Yodayim zicha pastit. So we're going to get. That's why I want Ellen to look up the sugya. So all I'm telling you is that bashkofer rishayna kiddush yodayim v'regalayim bichlal not shayich psulina. There's no ibatzuga here bichlal. Yeah. Why is it worse than Keteris? It's a Dover Nifla. So Be'ez Hashem next week will be Mamshech. Sorry for giving you so much homework, Daisy. No, but that's what I was saying.
No, even your distinction.
Hands being wet doesn't make a difference.
It's like another washing of them.